And a man who, well, look, we like to do this, Spud. We have sports stars of small business thanks to Officeworks. Let's get to work. Officeworks helping you make bigger things happen. Now, this fellow here, well, he's only retired, it felt like, about 5 minutes ago. I'm speaking about Aidan Guerra, and already he is venturing into the business world. I'm pleased to say Aidan is here to join us on the line. G'day, Aidan.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Mate, we're going great. First things first, how's retirement?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Had a little bit of an extended break. If anything, it probably went about a month too long, to be honest. But I learnt that the hard way. And then, yeah, I just sort of tucked into whatever work I could find just to get myself busy. And I've got a few other things on the go as well, which keep me busy in my spare time.
So you're double dipping. We're talking about double dippers here today. But look, an extensive career, 11 years in the top flight, 211 games. You played for your country, your state, well, countries. You played for Italy as well as Australia. Are you having any, well, 33 years old? Actually, it was your birthday last week, wasn't it, Aidan?
Yeah, birthday last week.
Any second doubts about it, or are you very comfortable that you've made this call to retire?
I was pretty comfortable right from the moment I decided. Sitting in my backyard with my wife, it just sort of dawned on me that the time was right, and that was probably with about 4 weeks left in the comp last year. And yeah, I haven't had a second thought about it since. The body was telling me that it was time. The mind was ready for it to be time as well. And as I said, there's things that are keeping me busy in the meantime, which are making me very comfortable with my decision.
You grew up in Cairns. So you played many seasons for the Sydney Roosters, then to Newcastle. So where is home these days?
We're sticking it out in Newcastle at the moment. We thought it was just too good to leave. We've got a great neighbourhood. We've got some great neighbours. Our kids are really part of that little area in the world, and we thought we'd stick it out there. And I mean, we've got a few businesses as well, and at the moment we can work through those businesses while we're still in Newcastle. But we're both pretty open that if we do have to move, well, we'll just do that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, Joel, I met Aidan at the back end of last year doing an ad for KFC, for right. State of Origin. And I had to hold a blue bunned chicken. Oh, it was unbelievable. I just wanted to rip into it. Nathan was the other side. But it was just great to meet someone. You watch them on TV, but you don't realise how big they are until you come up to them.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's, and he's, yeah, what you did, mate, you should be very proud of yourself. But that day was hilarious. The amount of food they threw away, KFC of all things, but the way they had to set up things, it was just a great experience. But, mate, I'm rapt to read that you're killing it again in another field, and that being food. We spoke about it. You've put the ball under your arm, as they say, or maybe the knife and fork under your arm, and you're certainly showing what you can do.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah, we did speak about it. I mean, it's always been something that I've loved to do. I got a great opportunity that come past me about a month ago to get in the kitchen with the executive chef at a restaurant. Obviously, the restaurant's called Cucina Porto. It's at the Star there. It's a new Italian restaurant. And he sort of asked me about, you know, my inspiration for food. And it was obviously my grandfather or my nonno. He's Italian. So I gave him a little bit of my food story. And the chef, he designed a dish in his mind. And then I went into the kitchen and worked with him for a period of time there. And sort of we tried to, you know, just get the nuts and bolts of the dish and sort of narrow it down to exactly what we wanted. And we come up with a pretty good product. It's it's octopus, grilled octopus with a potato salad and things like that. It's a beautiful dish. They hosted us for dinner. It was, honestly, it was a money can't buy experience for me. I'm very grateful that I got that experience in the kitchen with Martino, who's the head chef there.
Yeah, at home at my place, but I'm a pretty basic eater. I could easily have baked beans on toast with a bit of grated cheese, but probably I'm a mince man. What's your go-to meal at home? What is your favourite you can make?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to go past steak Diane for me. I got the recipe off my mum growing up, and that's just a staple in my kitchen. It goes probably once a week. I reckon it's on rotation, and I'm the only man in the house, so luckily for me, my wife and my daughter both love steak as well, so I get away with it probably more than I need to.
Steak Diane, I haven't had that for a while. I haven't had that for a while, Spud.
No, you can't. But the best thing about steak dining, and hopefully you've got some nice fresh bread, you got to just clean the
plate. You've got to mop it up, don't you? Yeah. What's the cut of meat that you go, Aiden?
Oh, Scotch fillet's got to be number one.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Kachina Porto, and that's down at the Star. You can go down there. It's a harbourside entrance at the Star in Sydney. Now, I'm looking at your decorated career, and it has been such a decorated career. I first met you down at the Melbourne Storm when you were a youngster coming through there, Aiden, and just like that, it's all over. I can't believe how quickly time flies. You're a young fellow there on your way to first grade, and all of a sudden it's all over. When you go back through all those great experiences you've had, and I asked this the other day of Cliff Lyons, if you could relive one moment, and a moment that I think would just be unbelievable, is when you cross in 2013 in the grand final. We are speaking with Aiden Guerra, and you score a try for the Roosters in that grand final, which ultimately that try goes a long way to seeing you win the competition. Is that the moment you'd go back to? Is it playing for Australia? What's the moment, Aiden, that you would go back to?
Yeah, I think that one there in the grand final was pretty good. I probably would have celebrated a little bit more, but we were down by a couple of tries at that stage, so I didn't really know if we were going to win, so I couldn't carry on too much. But looking back, I wish I did something else, because I just scored the try and then ran back. But I think one of the most special moments for me was standing. It was the State of Origin. It was my first game, the national anthem, and I was at eye line with me in the crowd was my family. And just singing that national anthem and looking at those guys, and they're very special people to me and played a big role in me getting to where I am. And to just be able to stand there arm in arm with my teammates, and to be able to look straight at my mum and dad in the crowd, that was probably the most special moment. Yeah, I'd probably put that down as the most special moment for me.
Tell you what, a durable team. A lot of these blokes still sort of playing, I suppose, or just recently retired. Tupou's still there. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Maloney, Pierce, Jarawira Hargreaves, Jake Friend. This is the 2013 grand final side. Sam Mower went over to the Catlins over there. Sonny Bill Williams. Now, the number 18 in this side, and I'd like you to share this with us if you do remember, but jersey number 18 is Boyd Cordner. Jersey number 23 is Luke O'Donnell. What was the reason that they weren't originally named in their starting jumpers, do you know? Or the starting 17, for that matter?
I think it was injury. I think Boydo might have made a miraculous comeback from an ankle injury. I think he came back in like 5 weeks from an injury that probably should have took a week or two longer. I can't remember what, but I think it's the same for Donsky. I think he had a bit of an injury as well.
And that day it goes, you win the competition, but the Clive Churchill medal goes to Daly Cherry Evans. If it went to a Rooster that day, Aiden, who do you think it should have gone to?
I'd like to put my own name up. Put my hand up there for me.
Why not?
But, if I miss out, I'd probably say Sonny. Sonny led the comeback a bit there with a couple of offloads and some pretty big plays in the clutch.
Aiden, since your retirement, have you got your major jerseys, what you accomplished, playing for your state, for your country, have you actually framed them up? Because I think it's a highlight for any player to walk into a room and see what they've done.
No, the only jersey of mine that's framed is my debut jersey, and that's framed up at my mum and dad's house up in Townsville. But all my special jerseys are in a keepsake. They're stored away safely. They are a memory for me, and one day I think I will want to look back on them, so I've kept them safe. But yeah, I don't have them all hanging around the house or anything like that. For me, there's photos of my kids, photos of memories with me and my wife, paintings of things like that. But yeah, I think it's definitely something, if there is ever a man cave or anything, I feel like that'd be certainly something you'd put in.
What about this question down the track? Oh, Dad, did you play with anyone famous? Well, actually, I played with Jonathan Thurston, Billy Slater, Greg Inglis, Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith, James Maloney, Sonny Bill Williams, Boyd Cordner. Like, geez, you've played with some superstars, haven't you, Aiden?
Yeah, for sure. Very, very fortunate to be able to have called many of those players that you just mentioned and many more. My teammates across my career, and it's something that I am pretty grateful for. It was a hell of a ride, and shared it with obviously some good teammates, made some great mates along the way, and I've met some pretty impressive people outside of football, through football as well. So it's all about the journey and the people you meet along the way, and been a ripper. Can't complain.
A bit of a light bulb moment here, mate. That's a menu. That would be an amazing menu.
Oh, yeah.
Those names you just read out, which are unbelievable, and then put a dish next to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what you'd put on for Smithy. An old bit of mutton, maybe, that just keeps going.
Yeah, absolutely. Just by the way, what's your tip on the bloke Cameron Smith? Are you expecting retirement, or are you expecting him to go around again?
I don't know, to be honest. He's good mates with Adam O'Brien.
Ooh.
I know that.
Okay.
Just throw that in the ring.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, I could easily see it, like particularly if we're pushing back the window of when you could come back. If he's just sort of, he has the opportunity, Cameron Smith, to just sit there, keep himself fit, and then just wait for a team who he thinks can get there with the inclusion of someone like him. He could actually do that, couldn't he, Aidan? He could sit there and go, because the one thing that has eluded Cameron Smith is the Clive Churchill medal. He could sit back, watch how the competition pans out, who needs that dummy half, and say, righto, Adam O'Brien as an example, do you want me? I could easily see that happening, could you?
Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine with Smithy. I think there's, as you said, there's not much he hasn't achieved. So if I was him, you'd be quite easily be able to walk away with your head held high. I mean, he's the greatest to ever do it, arguably. And in my mind, there's no one better. So just make the call, mate.
No, that's it. Okay, before you go, just one last plug, Aidan Guerra, for the restaurant you've been working with.
Yeah, I was working with Kachina Porto there at the Star. Great experience for me. And the chef, Martino, a bloke from Italy, he's come over here and from Puglia in Italy, and he's a great chef. So I recommend it. Obviously, the octopus is pretty good, in my opinion, so get into it.
My son, Aidan, he's fascinated by all the big chefs. He's looking at Jamie Oliver and he's all these sorts of people, and we went to an Italian restaurant, actually, and he said, "Oh, who's the chef here?" My young bloke said, and he said, "Oh, mate, he's Italian." And my son said, "Oh, I haven't heard of him." He hadn't heard of him. But anyway, that's a little gnashy. But Aidan Guerra, congratulations on a magnificent career, and I suppose for you turn the page to the next chapter, and once a winner, always a winner. I've got no doubt you'll have the same success off the field that you had on the field.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Yeah, the next chapter is going to be very exciting, and I can't wait for it.
Absolutely. There he is, Aidan Guerra, who represented Australia, Queensland, also Italy, the Roosters with great success, and also the Newcastle Knights.